politically driven is how Charlotte Mecklenburg School member Elise Stashue describes the Huntersville Education Advisory Commission's recommendation that the town operate its own charter school and split from CMS. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Dashu chairs the Municipal Education Advisory Committee, MEAC, formed as a way for municipal and city leaders to collaborate on issues such as overcrowded schools and the future of charters. She says she is disappointed, though not surprised, by the Huntersville Education Commission's recommendations.
I think this is politically driven as opposed to educationally driven. We're just living in a time where we've got to be working together to solve problems and just focus on what's best for kids.
Breaking CMS up into smaller districts is not a new concept, but it's also one Dashu thinks is unrealistic.
It's not logistically very feasible. If you look at the laws on the books, I think that would be quite a heavy lift for them. That would be a stretch. They need to study the Constitution and the laws about that.
Members of the advisory committee say they are aware of possible legal challenges to separating from CMS and that there are a lot of unanswered constitutional questions. But in the meantime, they want to operate a charter school with priority given to local students. Advisory commission members say 165 additional classrooms will be needed in Huntersville by 2025. State legislation HB 514 gave the town, along with Mint Hill, Cornelius, and Matthews, the authority to open their own charters, which commissioners were told would take 3 to 5 years and $1 million up front. CMS officials say the charter will make district schools more segregated, and Advisory Commission member Carrie Warren called on town leaders to talk to residents before moving forward with a charter school.
You will not have trouble filling seats in a charter school, but if your goal is to affect overcrowding, you've got to really dig into how to do that, because it's not as simple as popping up a school.
Huntersville officials say they still want to work with MEAC and other city officials. Dashu says she is willing to continue talks as well, but says it's difficult when so many divisive comments and positions are coming out of the towns. Dashu says she met with Huntersville Mayor Pro Tem Monday and will continue discussions one-on-one and through MEAC with town officials. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.